really seeing a house crumbling is quite an experience. I'd seen the problems with pyrite in my own constituency, but hadn't seen the scale or devastation of my council then. And, you know, the scheme is too long coming. I acknowledge that entirely. Lots of reasons for that. While it is going to cost a lot of money, it's going to cost billions of euros, and it's going to affect many more parts of the country than Donegal. You know, the fundamental principle here is that the government society, you know, can't allow people's homes to crumble around them, can't allow people to become homeless as a result. And that's why we're going to intervene. And it shouldn't be about which county you're in or which mineral is the cause of the defect. Mm-hmm. The fundamental principle is that, you know, where insurance companies won't, the government will intervene to ensure that people's homes can be repaired or rebuilt.
When do you think that might start happening in a meaningful way? Obviously, there's, you know, four or five hundred applications at the moment stalled as the scheme is being reviewed. Five or six houses have been completed, I think, since the 90-10 scheme. When do you think we'll start seeing houses being repaired in large numbers where we can have workers and materials to actually do that, of course? But when would you hope to see that happening?
So the timeline that we're working on is to have the legislation enacted before the summer recess. So you're talking there June, July, to have the scheme up and running later this year. And then you'd expect, I suppose, next year to see a significant building works underway, notwithstanding all the problems that arise around labour and materials and all the rest of it. But, you know, I do think this will be going on for a long time. This will be going on for many, many years. And it is important, I suppose, that we start with those homes most in need and those that are dangerous, quite frankly, at the moment, and that they're the ones that get done first.
And you'd be confident that this will be 100% redress, that those who have their houses restored won't be out of pocket?
100% or something very close to it, certainly.
Mm. Okay. How close, though?
I'm not going to put a figure on it, but
well, we did before. We had 90-10 before, so
well, it's not 90-10.
Like, it's not 100 either. Then,
like, you know, I what I don't want to say is that nobody will ever have to contribute a euro at all to anything like that. You know, because that may not be the case, but certainly 100% is what the government has committed to. But, you know, I don't want to say 100% and have someone turn around and say they have to, you know, pay a certain amount of money out of their pocket for one reason or another, particularly if it involves something outside the scheme.